I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We just had a nice conversation with Tom Grant from the Butcher's Bayside Market up in Traverse City. Turns out I drove by it. Bob actually stopped. And if you're listening to us in the northern Michigan market there on the west side of the state, make sure you stop in and see that guy. Sounds like he's got a great little gig going.
Yeah, and I never knew him before, but I've been going to that market for decades because it's been there a long time. And it's so accommodating, you know, to have a nice beer selection and meat.
Right, right.
What else do you need?
So last weekend I went up to the UP, a little bit of fall travel, and went up there to salmon fish, caught one slightly aged king in the river. So we decided that we didn't really want to chase those too much, and we did keep the one, and I got some fillet.
You didn't go out on the lake?
No, we did not.
It was a little choppy.
Okay. They were out of the lake and in the rivers already. Mm. But we did go to a couple piers and fished for pike and caught three or four nice little pike. I threw them all back, but, you know, it was fun.
Did the pink run up before the king?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And they were gone. They had disappeared. But, you know, the mouth of the rivers, there's lots of guys where they're coming out of the lake. Into the rivers, there's lots of guys fishing up there when we rolled through. But anyway, I like to make a smoked salmon dip. So you can smoke your salmon fillet to the normal tenderness. That's one ingredient. I take cream cheese, and I buy a sour cream to mix with it. It's about four parts cream cheese, one part sour cream, depending on how big your batch is going to be.
Right.
And then I put fresh dill. Minced up is about as tiny as you can get it. You just want a green fleck through there, but it adds such a wonderful flavor. Lemon and capers, and then I'll put a little garlic powder in it as well.
So you stir the capers in?
Right. I do
stir the capers
in. Instead
of putting them on top of your cracker.
And I stir all that mixture, X of the salmon, and get it all mixed together smoothly. And I don't want it like to...
Tear apart,
and then I'll just fold the salmon in that's smoked, and you got nice chunks of salmon with
much
that
better
dip
presentation.
It. Yeah, and just you know, and you can reserve some of the capers and sprinkle them on top.
Maybe some chopped green onion.
Yep, a red onion is really good in it as well. Either one of those. Yeah, so easy little dip, but again, the key is the consistency. It can't be so hard when it's cold. Like sour or cream cheese is, so the sour cream loosens it up a little bit.
Right.
And again, it's about four times to one. But anyway.
So maybe get some baguette.
Yeah,
slice
or some
little toast.
If you're going to do it with a cracker, I would recommend you put a knife in it because it's you're going to bust crackers in the dip and bogue it out for everybody. But
I love getting a nice loaf of baguette and toasting it up in the oven briefly.
Right. Yep.
And then just slicing it into nice little pieces.
Ooh,
yeah, it's so good.
Right, exactly.
Brad from Garrett's makes a beautiful salmon dip.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the best, no offense, but best I've ever had.
Well, that's because you've not eaten mine. That's all the reason, huh? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure his will beat yours. Plus, he has lots of bourbon.
Who's your daddy? Yeah. Anyway, so do you want to talk a little bit about some stew maybe, huh?
Well, I think... A few of us, like I have a little bit of venison in the freezer, and it's a year old.
Right.
So why not take it to deer camp and throw it in a pot, your Dutch oven. Now's when you get to pull out that big old piece of cast.
Right.
Bring your I love buying these little beautiful potatoes.
Right.
You can get the real dinky ones, or there's several varietals you can get.
Right.
But throw those in.
Ones that are about a golf ball size.
And some Spanish onion. Some whole carrots, and I get the organic carrots, and
those are the ones that come out of dirt.
And I always
aren't they all organic?
I always bring up a box of Swanson's beef broth.
Sure.
And then I'll just bring up a couple packets of McCormick's brown gravy mix or beef gravy mix.
Okay.
And when it's all done, I stir in that gravy mix, and it just thickens up beautifully. And bang, you're done.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, especially when it's getting colder, when you come out of your tree stand and your stomach's growling, a nice bowl of stew it's something else.
Right.
I mean, everybody likes stew.
And what cut of meat are you going to use? Any you have left?
Whatever the venison is in the freezer.
Boneless, though.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Right. But
you could throw a neck in there if you wanted.
Roast or whatever it may be, because... And that's going to be, again, that 3 or 4 hours. You're going to set it beside the fire. Sometimes your Dutch oven has the capability of putting heat on top.
Yep.
right? And I don't know if you wanted to do that or not, depending on how long you wanted it. Obviously, with the heat on top, it's going to cook a little quicker than if it weren't. But it's setting that right beside the fire again and getting that radiant heat.
Well, I'm going to probably dig a little hole and take my shovel and grab some coals and set it on its own right next to it. And you want to set it right next to the fire so somebody doesn't trip over it.
Right.
And then when you pull the pot off, put dirt back on that hole because somebody might step in it.
But the hole had coals in it, and then you set the Dutch oven right on top of the coals.
I'm going to take my shovel and pull some coals out of that fire and set it in there, and then I'm going to set some coals on the lid like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, in 2 hours, it's done.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And if you don't put your gravy mix in right away and you just have that broth, that venison, depending on the cut, if it's a junk cut, and if it's in the freezer yet, it's probably a junk cut.
So, yeah, you ate the good ones already.
A great way to do that. And you might want to throw a little Worcestershire in, maybe whatever your favorite little seasonings are. I'm a big thyme fan. Tom was talking about putting thyme in one of his mixes. I love thyme. It's just one of those European profiles I've grown fond of, and
a little bit goes a long way with me, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind a hint of it, but I don't want to be very forward with the thyme, just because it's just a strong
only daylight savings time.
Right? You go forward fallback. Yeah, spring ahead, fallback. Right? Yeah.
Sorry.
That's the way it's going to work.
Yeah, and so something else you can do with it is, of course, you can put that meat and onion and celery and everything in that pot. Let it simmer while you're gone, and then you can just bring some chili mix, a couple cans of chili beans. You can buy them pre-spiced.
Sure.
Because you're deer camp. You don't want to play gourmet. I mean, you can, like if you've got Jop around to do your cooking for you.
Yeah, because Jop's not out in the woods. I'm just staying back camping.
But everybody else is in a tree stand, you know, they're going to be wanting to giddy up. I'm a chili freak. I love having chili. You can buy Billy Bones chili mix. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You can get that at Sobey Meats, and it's all pre-mixed. You can just throw it in there. And when I do chili, I like to throw some Great Northern, some Pinot, and the light and dark kidney, and some Negro in there. And
Right. And
get the black beans. And
I love beans in my chili.
So that's good.
Yeah, they're good to keep you warm at night in a sleeping bag, too. So that works
and
out just right.
Another type of Dutch oven.
Yeah. But, hey, Bob, one of the things I'm going to be bringing to camp later this week is some smoked armadillo eggs. And I know you and others that you've cooked with have made these things before.
I never have. You always make them.
Okay. I thought you had.
Nope.
But anyway, real simple. It's a jalapeno popper, really. I mean, it's a jalapeno. I core it out, and it's a cup then. It's right. It's not cut in half like a boat, but just take the top off, core it out.
Oh, I was thinking of scotch eggs.
You're right. You're right. Okay. I'm doing those, too.
Okay.
But these are the jalapeno, and I fill them with a cream cheese mixture. You can put in whatever you want. Sometimes a little fruit even, maybe some crushed pineapple in with that. Sweeten the heat, man. But then I go to Sobey Meats, and I buy kielbasa.
Yes.
And I uncase it, okay?
Yes.
And I take that jalapeno, and I pack it on there like a snowball around the
meat.
The meat is around the pepper with the cream cheese
stuff.
You make
a grenade out of it.
Right, and then you put it on that smoker and let that thing go an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. The sausage won't dry out. It's full of meat or full of fat, but oh my God, those things. And they slice up so cool.
So if you're at deer camp and you're cooking on an open fire, you just get your tripod out, set them right on there and grill them.
Right.
Because you're not always going to have a smoker at deer camp.
That's right.
Most people don't.
Right. Well, come on over. I got one. All right. Coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station. I might talk a little beer cheese with you, too. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience Pure Michigan Wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.